It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe. ENN today, it's brought to you by our dear friends over at Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalesian.
Come get some!
Yeah!
I'd like to start tonight's big, big, big ENN by, if I can, saying good evening to my friend Michael.
Rick took his shirt off. He ripped his shirt off when they won.
Oh, I saw it. Sure, I did.
Yummy.
Good evening to Don.
Scratch till it bleeds.
Good evening to Don.
If a Met fan has a problem with it, stick your head in a fire.
And to Don.
I'm physically attracted to you, Peter, and I love you.
And to Don.
I'm ready to leave my wife and my family for you, Peter.
And to Don.
I want your butt.
Boy. I apologize to Greek. I haven't heard back yet. I didn't know I crossed the line. I really didn't. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I need to be better.
Listen, other people have said crazier this week. For example, listen to Bill Belichick last night on Netflix talking about Tom Brady and Drew Bledsoe.
It's great seeing you again. This is a big night. The fans want you. Everyone wants you. But it's not your night. Sorry, Drew. Brady.
Yeah, coach.
You're in. Let's go.
Let's go. Are you kidding me? Again?
I thought Bledsoe came off great.
He did. He really did come off as a great sport. Here's Ron Burgundy who showed up taking a shot at Tom Brady.
But you won't be forgotten. You'll always be remembered as Eli Manning's
That rhymes with itch is what he said.
Sure.
He was, Ron Burgundy was.
And then he had the whole audience say it.
He did. On the count of three. Made him say it. Something else. I don't know if you guys know, but tonight, it's 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. Standard.
What's happening?
Time. Well, a basketball game is being played. It's being played in the Garden of Madison, which, by the way, just, Don, just slightly funny way to start. Ron Burgundy coming out and repeatedly saying that he was at Madison Square Garden and talking about his flight landing at LaGuardia and how great the Knicks are playing. I mean, he just kept going with that he was in New York. And it was at the Forum in Los Angeles. It was fantastic. Anyways, the New York Knickerbockers are playing a game tonight. That's right, a second-round playoff game against the Indiana Pacers. That's right. I mean, just think about the history between these teams. When you picture that nasty yellow blue jersey with Pacers across the front with the white stripe. Michael, what player do you think of first?
I think of two. I think of Reggie Miller.
And Jamal Tinsley.
And Rick Smits.
You think Rick Smits?
Oh, really? Yeah.
Detlef Schrempf comes to mind, too. He bounced around, though. He was a Pacer, wasn't he?
Antonio Davis. I think Antonio Davis.
Antonio Davis. Well, what about Dale Davis?
Mm. A little bit, but not a lot.
No Tinsley? No Widow Jalen Rose?
No. I think Mark Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
There
me?
You go.
Well, tonight, an old reunion between foes of yesteryear. Jalen Brunson, he has a reunion as well with Rick Carlisle. Jalen, any extra motivation going up against Rick Carlisle?
In all honesty, I said this last time. You're in the playoffs now. There is no extra motivation. It is what it is. The past is the past. Rick gave me he welcomed me into his league and helped me become the player and helped me grow from day one. So coaches got to make decisions that better suit their team. So whatever happened, and we're moving forward from there.
I actually believe Jalen Brunson. I got to tell you guys, I love every word that comes out of that man's mouth.
Really?
I do. I think Jalen Brunson, in addition to maybe being at this moment in time, the number one, if you did a power ranking based day to day, right? And every day you updated the power ranking, he is the number one athlete in New York at this moment. Number one.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Day to day, how could he not be? Unless he comes out, we'll see what he does tonight. But Don, you agree, right? If you're rating it as of right this second.
Where's Soto fall for you?
It's just not a thing yet, Michael.
It's too early.
The playoffs.
Yeah, that's the thing. Unless he's going 4-for-4 every day with two doubles and two home runs, it's not going to beat 40 points tonight in the playoffs.
Now, listen, we're on the Yes Network. I'm sure there's diehard Yankee fans that don't care about basketball that are listening going,
I've been a Yankee fan since 1938.
But to be fair, it's May. It's first week of May. And we're talking about the second round of the playoffs and a guy that's pouring in 40 a night. I come on, it's hard. It's really hard, I think, for baseball to gain traction when in the general sports terms.
Yeah, but he said on day to day that's what is a sticking point.
Well, what did Soto do yesterday?
Soto had got a bases loaded double that won the game for the Yankees.
That's good.
So yesterday he's the guy because Jalen Brunson didn't play.
Yeah, you're taking my literal.
But you said day to day.
You're taking my literal and you're going even more literal. But I hear what you're saying. So, I was going to say, to me,
he
not
just
only
took the fun of it. Move on to something else. He just killed it.
He just can't. He killed it dead.
Yeah, not only it's twitching now. On the
now, not only is Jalen Brunson, I think, the best athlete day to day in the city right now, but in terms of the way he conducts himself, I don't know if there's anyone better. I just love the way the guy carries himself.
Well, how about Brad?
Who?
How about Zibanejad?
You just change people. I don't want to pick on. But I have to say, because the audience is thinking it.
What?
Please forgive me. I still love you.
What?
You're like the perfect example of why Brunson might be the biggest guy in New York right now, because what did Soto do yesterday? He had a monster day. And Michael goes, Brad. And you go, who?
I thought he said, I'm sorry, I thought he said Brad.
No.
Brad. Panarin.
Well, did people just, they don't even call him Bread Man. They take off the man and just call him Bread?
Yeah.
They do.
They wear bread on their heads.
I got to say something, guys.
In the Yankee clubhouse, they're calling him Bready.
Yeah, exactly. The whole bread thing doesn't work. It doesn't work for me. So,
all right. I'm just not picking it. But
what do you mean it doesn't work? It's a tremendous nickname.
It's a great nickname.
It's stupid. It's stupid.
Wow. Oh, but most nicknames are brilliant.
Well, his name's not even Panera, though. His name's Panera.
I know, but it's not stupid.
Who's being Mr. Literal Man?
I don't know. Listen, if he likes it, that's all that matters, right? Is he into it? As long as he's happy with it.
But right now, the guy, because of Zibanejad's game, and I'm seeing footage that apparently Hartenstein came to the Garden wearing the Stadium Series Zibanejad jersey.
That's right.
What's wrong with that?
No, I'm saying that's – but it's Zibanejad seems to be the man today. But I just don't mean to pick on you, but that was –
I literally thought he went, your point. He went,
that
Brad?
You are the average man and that Brunson is the guy.
Well, and by the way, I watched the Rangers game yesterday. I didn't come away going, the bread man's better than Jalen Brunson right now.
First of all, who are you to say bread man? It's bread.
I used to. Anthony, does anyone say bread man?
They say both.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What do they say more, Anthony?
I've heard bread a lot more than bread man recently.
Recently. What about overall, if you look at the whole big picture, since we've been talking bread?
Well, are we talking like instantaneously the day of, or are we talking over the long ago?
Yeah. Like since he became a New York Ranger, what have you heard more? Bread man or bread?
It started as bread man and has gone to bread.
See, there it goes.
Yeah, he's gone to bread. And I think a lot of Ranger fans are screaming at the TV and the radio saying, get Artemi Panarin's name out of your mouth.
Yeah, they're disgusted. Yeah, By the way, if they want to show respect for Artemi Panarin, start referring to him as the best thing at Panera and start calling him broccoli and cheese soup. That's what you should call him.
It's the best
point I've ever made, Don. It's the best thing on the menu, and respect it, okay? Now, let's go back to Jalen Brunson for a moment. Here's Jalen Brunson talking about his relationship with a very important player in the series, the great Tyrese Haliburton.
Great player. Didn't really know him until I knew of him. We met a couple of times, but we didn't really become friends until last summer. Great guy, great family. Yeah, he became one of my friends, obviously, through the experience last summer. And I have all the respect in the world for him and the way he plays the game. And he just goes out there and plays the right way and does what he has to do.
Now, OG Anunoby was asked about what the atmosphere at MSG has been like so far in the playoffs.
Oh, it's amazing. You know, it's nothing like it. But it's electric, amazing fans, amazing support. Like, it's crazy. All of us, we feel it and we love it.
Game one tonight, 7:30. Coverage begins right here at 7 o'clock.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Well, stay with this game and some interesting conversations that happened on Barton Hahn. He had a couple of great guests to talk about.
Big this. Name guests.
That's huge. Right. That's
kind
right.
That we don't get.
Wait, you might say that.
What are you suggesting?
Well, Anthony,
we had John Starks on.
Yeah, we had John Starks. Didn't have a great.
Now, who did they have on?
They had Jamal Crawford and Patrick Ewing.
Oh, the last name again?
Ewing.
One of the top 50 players of all time. Uh-huh.
But John Starks isn't nobody.
I didn't say he was nobody.
His phone line could have been better, but that's either here or
that's
there.
That's not his fault.
Well, it is his fault.
Well, I mean, I don't think he's
used to blame Landline Collins.
That's well. You know what? We found out later, Michael. He was hanging out with Landon Collins. They were driving to Philly together. Here's Ewing, asked by Barton Hahn, what do you like about these New York Knicks?
With the Knicks, I just love their toughness. They are mentally and physically tough. They have a great play in Brunson. His supporting cast is solid. They're gonna do everything that they need to do to come away with a win. It might be ugly, but that's what you got to do to be able to come away with a win.
And specifically,
by the way, since losing the job at Georgetown, he looks terrific.
You think it was like being president? It was taking years off his life?
I don't
know.
He lost a lot of weight. He looked really good when he was at the last Knick game.
Now, Jamal Crawford was asked if he's buying into all the Jalen Brunson hype.
1,000%. But you have to look at how he was brought up. I actually used to shoot hoops with him when he was like 7 or 8 years old because Rick Brunson was my vet in Chicago. So he would bring it to the gym from time to time. We would shoot and just watching his development from afar, talking to Rick about what he was doing at certain grades with Jalen and Jalen's own interest in how he plays. So I always feel like I don't care what kind of house you have. I don't care if it's an apartment, a mansion, whatever it is. It has to have a solid foundation. So I always go backwards first and then I work my way up. And with him, his foundation is so rock solid. Always been a winner. Always cared about his teammates. Always did the things he's doing now. It's just the world's watching. He's always been this guy. Like, he's always, you know, treated people right. He's always took care of himself. He always was a professional, even at a young age. He's always been a winner. How can you be a winner if you don't have winning qualities or have winning people around you? He sets the culture. And Jalen's going to be the guy who, in the future, people want to come play with because he's a winner, the way he plays. He brings everybody into the game. And, oh, yeah, by the way, I can go dominate it as well.
You know, I'm going to tell you something, Peter. I don't know if you'd agree with me.
All right.
If Jamal Crawford was a bigger NBA star. He was a nice player. But if he was a big NBA star, he'd be the most valuable broadcaster in the game.
And that's a shame, isn't it?
You're saying that based on that specific clip or
no,
every time
I've heard him before on the air. He's outstanding.
But I think that's a shame. That,
yeah,
you know,
that's
because
the way the world
wasn't
is.
Maybe he hasn't pursued it that hard.
Well, he's on TNT.
No, I know, but maybe it's something he's obsessed with growing in. Like, he just likes doing it the way he does it.
Maybe, I agree with
because,
you,
Mike. Because, you know, you could say J.J. Redick is about that level, right? And as a player, and he's become a star. He's on the top team.
Yeah, but J.J. Redick went to Duke.
Perk, too.
Who?
Perk. Yeah, Perk's on a similar level.
So, star is going to star. But I just it stinks that you have to work. I guess that's just life, right? That if he had played at a Hall of Fame level, he would get more opportunities. But that doesn't mean that the Hall of Famers are always that great. Unless they're Steve Young.
Now that's a Hall of Famer. A worthy, worthy Hall of Famer. I'll tell you one thing. If you didn't see the roast of Tom Brady yesterday, though, I believe that Rob Gronkowski should no longer be allowed to talk publicly. He should have. He lost his talking privileges, in my opinion.
That's strong.
I don't get him either.
Don said something today to one of our listeners when he suggested that he not go to a minor league game. Mm-hmm. And I would say the same thing back to Rob Gronkowski.
Stick your head in a fire.
It was tough.
No, he is tough. The epitome of the dumb jock, right? And he embraces it.
But I wonder if he's really dumb.
I don't think he's even really that dumb. I just think, like,
it's working for him.
It's working for him, and everyone loves the big, oafy, tight end guy. It's a gimmick that's good. But when he was telling these jokes, these dirty jokes, where all he could sort of do was emphasize saying the dirty words as loud as he could, from a humor standpoint, Michael, it was about as bad as you could get. Like, that's when I thought laughs were being piped in. I was like, who's laughing at this?
They were laughing at how bad it was.
Maybe.
But they weren't laughing at how bad Ben Affleck was.
Is really that bad, Michael?
Oh, you gotta watch it. Just
Anthony, can you? I know it's late. It's late, but if you see any clips moving around that we could play, I'd love to hear how bad it was.
If you looked at X during that time, people are all over him for what they said was bad plastic surgery. He didn't even look like Ben Affleck.
I gotta tell you, when I go to a comedy club and there's opening comedians, I pray that they don't bomb. There's nothing more uncomfortable. I know some people like it and they heckle.
Yeah, some people go with that purpose, like they dig it.
I don't. I feel uncomfortable for them. I feel bad for them. I don't want that to happen. Why? You're okay with that?
No, I don't enjoy it. It was uncomfortable to watch. But, I mean, I didn't feel sorry for him. He's Ben Affleck. I feel sorry for an up-and-coming comic that bombs. You know who was great, too, Peter? Wow. Sam J.
Sam J was good.
Wow. Really good.
Some of the new comedians, when I saw them, I thought were incredibly random. But that's always, I guess, what the roasts have been like. That they have sort of random comedians there. If I'm going to nitpick what I thought was an overall really entertaining show. And by the way, Netflix was, this is one of their first live events. I didn't have any sort of technical issues.
No, nothing.
See, worked really smoothly. The problem with roasts is when they run them on Comedy Central, they cut them down a lot. It was very, very bulky. It was a really, really long show.
I appreciated the bulk.
But you enjoyed every minute.
I enjoyed I could sit and watch 48 hours straight of roast.
Really? Isn't that telling, though, Don, about who this man is? Like, for whatever it says about him. I don't know what it says, but it says something, doesn't it?
Well, but you're taking it the wrong way. I could watch 24 straight one-hour comedy specials. I love to laugh.
Yeah, comedy's good. But roasts, those old roasts, the Dean Martin ones are hilarious because it was a different time. And it just is something about, comedians that just don't feel like they have any restrictions. And to be able to play along, like it sounds hurtful, but it's not hurtful. And everybody's playing along and laughing and some really funny jokes.
I mean, when Kevin Hart early on started making jokes about Giselle and the karate instructor, Don. Mm-hmm. And she goes, and Kevin just starts laughing. He says, Tom, she had 9 lessons a day. And she's still a white belt. It was tough. At first I was really, now, unless Brady was faking it and he's just a really good actor, because Michael, as you pointed out, it was his event essentially. So obviously he's on board with everything that's happening. But I was still impressed with how far people went on those topics.
And, growing up, that's what we used to do on the playground. I have fun with each other. And there's just something like you feel like you're on the inside of it. And it's just...
Nothing. The Bronx thing, Don, or did they call it ranking in Jersey? Like rank on somebody?
Oh, yeah. No, that carried to Jersey, yeah.
I never heard that.
Really? Didn't go to
Maryland? No, we didn't get rank in Maryland. But I will say, we're talking about the playground. Nothing hurts someone more on the playground than making fun of their divorce and how their ex-wife subsequently left with the karate instructor. That'll take an 8-year-old out. Right at the knees.
one of the funny line, underrated, she said it so quick. At the end of Nikki Glaser's bit, she said, well, one more thing. I'm gonna keep it Kevin Hart.
Yeah, that was, I mean...
She was so on
fire. Nikki and Kevin Hart, they love to go at each other, and it's always really funny. Hey, this will be exciting for Phil Mushnick.
What?
Mm.
Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre's alcoholic beverage is going to sponsor the Arizona Bowl.
That's
right.
What's the name of the beverage?
It was revealed that the Arizona Bowl will be presented by Gin and Juice.
Well, it had to be, right?
Snoop said the intent is to bring the juice back to college football.
What? Right. Orenthal?
No, not that one.
Oh.
The game, which was previously sponsored by Barstool, takes place on December 28th in Tucson. This was right after Snoop beat out YouPorn. It was going to be the YouPorn.com bowl.
I think I saw a quote from Snoop Dogg that said, I got my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Is that true?
Yes. I made that up, but I'm sure that was what he said when he got involved in it.
It's got to be
part of the song.
That's exactly right.
And Tom, what jersey is prominently seen in the video, Peter?
It's a Penguins jersey
that
says 94 Gin and Juice, if I recall. That's the name on the back. Shohei Ohtani has found his way after his scandal earlier this year.
Oh,
two home runs.
Bang.
For Shohei. 4-for-4 as the Dodgers beat the Braves 5-1 to sweep the three-game set. Shohei back.
I'll tell you what, it is impressive that all the things that have gone on, he's able to, like, just focus.
I mean, that's Shohei Ohtani.
Block out everything.
Well, Michael, you'll be happy to know that the Mavericks have signed Jason Kidd to a multi-year extension.
Wow.
This comes just days after Dave McMenamin reported that Kidd was mentioned as a potential candidate for the Lakers opening. Great year for the Mavs. Kid is 51 years old, and he will be the Mavs head coach for the foreseeable future.
That bothers me.
That he's 51?
Yeah.
Not as much as Seinfeld being 70, though.
No, but still, it's up there.
That one hit you right in the noggin, though, didn't it?
How was Jason Kidd, 51 years old? My God.
Well, that's a weird one because you remember him as a high school All-American, don't you?
I'm in Cal.
I know. I remember him at Cal, too. That actually does feel pretty crazy. That'll do it for ENN. It's brought to you by our friends at Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at SecurityDodge.com during their Memorial Day sales event.
So you, Peter, are on your way to do your podcast with Beetle.
Correct.
Don, I don't know what you're doing.
I'm going to see the end of Marco's baseball game.
Oh, very nice. And I'm going to a big event that Yes is having at the Paley Museum.
Oh, not the Met Gala?
I wouldn't go to the Met Gala on a bet.
You're such a liar. You'd go in a heartbeat.
Everything I hate.
You'd still go so fast.
I would not go.
Don, what do you think?
Why so late in the show did this come up? I'm sorry.
We'll do it tomorrow. Don't worry.
Dress like a complete loon?
You'd do it. To hang out at a table with celebrities? Oh, sure you would.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.